It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
A perfect morning for an update from the Douglas Forest Protective Association Public Information Officer, Rachel Pope. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
A little busy for your cruise last night.
Yeah, there was a little excitement that happened over the skies of the district last night. If you didn't notice, we had a lightning storm that came in.
And National Weather Service telling me, the lightning, of course, was seen a lot of places. And the precipitation really mainly in the south and southwest part of the county. And I know when you're out there, when the crews are out there trying to look for these, when people report things or something initially is spotted, you're doing this in the dark. It's a pretty tough work.
It's tough work as far as the ground goes, but it actually plays in our favor looking for the heat of those lightning strikes that come in. They could actually find it a little bit quicker.
And I know it's early in the day. What have you seen so far?
So far, last night, we responded to 14 smoke investigations. Of those 14 smoke investigations that we responded to, two of those were confirmed fires. Those two confirmed fires are now 100% mopped up and in cleared status and in patrol status. There's one fire that we're still trying to investigate that got called in. That's what we're calling the Scotts Valley Fire. There was a reported glow in the area. There's fog in that area. Our crews are still trying to locate. We will be launching our air attack pretty soon here. There is some fog in the northern part of the county that has it a little socked in. But with the positive with that fog, there's also moisture in the air.
So, you had a few there. It certainly could have been more intense.
It could have been more intense. There was a lot of strikes that came in last night. With that, though, was accompanying with precipitation down south. We had the lightning storm that just kind of hovered over that. There was a lot of lightning strikes that were registered, but with it, there was hail as well. So we're hoping that that moisture that came in with the lightning storm is a positive.
Wow. So, and I didn't realize there was some hail down there. That's interesting. So, what else do you have going on? I know that crews have been pretty busy on the Dad's Creek fire.
Yes, we have that Dad's Creek fire that is about, it's outside of Glendale. Yesterday, we were at 60% of mop up, 60% of containment. We're completed mopping up 150 feet from the perimeter of the fire. We still have crews out there today. We're going to be out there for several more days until we reach that 100% of mop up status. Thankfully, we had some crews out there last night that we were able to utilize on mopping up on two of those fires that I discussed earlier from the lightning. And we still have those road closures that are in place that has been issued in conjunction with BLM. That road closure encompasses the Cow Creek Road from Reuben Historic Site to the intersection of Dad's Creek. I still want to remind the public that our firefighters are still out there working, so please be mindful of that road closure and their safety, and do not pass those roadblocks that are out there.
And Oregon Department of Forestry has kind of an activity level gauge, shows things being pretty busy.
Yeah, right now ODF activity level is set to level 4, which includes the Douglas District. And so that indicates that high wildland fire activity and strategic resources are prioritized. So as we continue making significant progress in containing the Dad's Creek fire, resources will be gradually demobilized to ensure that they're available for response throughout the rest of the state.
And what else should people know about what's going on in the Douglas District?
The Emigrant fire that's burning on Lane in Douglas County in the National Forest area is about 30,576 acres of zero containment. What that means, as long as that fire is burning, when that wind direction changes, we're going to continue to get drift smoke in the Umpqua Valley. So be mindful of that. Continue to follow airnow.gov to check the quality levels, and just know that that drift smoke can also hinder and impede on some of our aviation resources and launching our air attack. If it's too thick, we might not be able to launch that.
And isn't it generally true that if we're going to get hit with smoke, it comes more later in the day?
It's just going to depend on the wind direction. Sometimes we'll wake up and it'll be super thick in the morning. So I can't say statistically that it's later in the day. It just is going to depend on that wind direction. And as you know, our weather has a mind of its own.
There you go. So what should people remember here as we work our way through this part of fire season?
We are still in fire season. Just because kids have gone back to school doesn't mean that fire season ends. Fire season technically has nothing to do with summer. It's just hotter during this time of day that dries out the fuels. As we transition into fall, moisture that is in the plants and the trees actually moves down from its leaves into its roots. That's why you'll see leaves changing colors and falling to the ground. So remember that that leaf litter also contributes to the fire danger that's in the district. And so right now we're in high fire danger on the district. I know individuals want to understand what's the difference between extreme and high. Extreme means we go into a complete shutdown. All public activities are restricted and limited. When we're in high fire danger, activities are limited to before 10 a.m. or after 8 p.m., but we're still, there's very much high fire danger out there. That means that fire can start easy and spread quickly. So be mindful of the restrictions that are in place. Please follow them to prevent human-caused fires.
All right, and as things, the day goes on, we'll be hearing from you and get more information about last night.
Yeah, we'll have an official press release with all the details that will be released, and I'll post that also to our social media platforms on Facebook and Instagram, and it'll be sent out in a public service announcement to all the media, and it'll most likely be posted on the News Review webpage and out with Kyle on KQEN.
All right, very good. Rachel Pope with the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming over.
And thank you for having me.
8:38 at the morning report.